6 minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time, Tuesday, February 22nd, 2022. That's 22222. For those of you keeping track of what's going on, that's an interesting numerical combination, isn't it? Dave Krieger here with you, and so good you could join us. And by the way, we're going to do our prayer roll first because we have a lot of people that are out there that need praying for before we get into any of our dialogue here. It could be monologue, but it's dialogue if you choose to get on the phone and call us up at 844-769-2944. That's our phone number. But in the meantime, first off, we want to put on our prayer caps here and pray for Winnie in Ohio, who just had hip replacement surgery and is recovering from it, that she heals. Adding Gloria's husband to your prayers, currently in the hospital, also needing your support. Jim Martin, who is still in a coma in Ohio. And his sister Nora is there asking to lift up his situation that he comes out of the coma. And she is talking to him. Ralph Winteroud, a longtime The Power Hour guest who's in the hospital. All of our frontline doctors, including Dr. Paul Alexander, who's been a guest on the show, that have been targeted by the Canadian government. Of course, the hedge of protection is necessary. And also, as I just found out this morning, Jim Allen from Orlando, Florida, his mother-in-law just passed away. And, of course, they had hospice there and everything went very well. But yet we still have the opportunity to grieve. And we need the father there to help with that situation, because he is always there no matter what situation you face in life. And we just pray for all of these people, for their healing, for their deliverance, for their peace, their safety, their hedge of protection, in the name of your son, Yeshua. Amen. All right, so that's our prayer roll. At the Power Mall this week, we've got Strauss Naturals and Willard Water Products 10% off. On our closeout menu, we've got 30% off Essential Digestive Plus and 20% off Grown by Nature Iron and Molybdenum Renatured 60 Count. The 1 ounce Nano Silver Power Silver is on sale. Buy one, get one free while supplies last, as is our Tranquil. That's also on a big BOGO. Big shout out to Luis B., our first level 3 supporter. And we have all sorts of ways that you can become a supporter of the Power Hour. If you don't want to make a donation, by mailing to the Power Hour, P.O. Box 519, Marshfield, Missouri, 65706. You can also go online or email us at support@thepowerhour.com and ask about any of our membership plans that you can get to just by simply clicking on buymeacoffee.com/thepowerhour. And that usually, when you visit thepowerhour.com, it pops up, and that's what keeps us going. And that's what's really important here. And also, want to let you know, from Dr. Hyder, Syed Hyder, who is saying, listen, people email, tweet, call into the show. One of the things that they ask the most is, where can I find a doctor online I can trust who's a COVID expert, not just a prescription factory? We know there's a lot of them out there. Where can I find a pharmacy that will dispense off-label medication that won't charge me an arm and a leg? The answer to all of those questions is mygotodoc.com. That's mygotodoc.com. Now, Omicron is milder than Delta, and hopefully it'll mean the pandemic is over soon. But let me tell you, I have friends who really had a rough time of it. High-risk patients need preventative treatment or at least meds on hand so they can start treatment fast. And low-risk patients often benefit from off-label meds because they can prevent long COVID, which can be debilitating. Dr. Syed Hyder, who we've had as a guest on the show twice, has built something at mygotodoc.com that I want to tell you about for three reasons. One, he's a COVID expert. This is all he does. He's treated over 40,000 patients, no deaths. Two, you can register for free and ask questions forever. And three, they connect you to pharmacies that ship you a full 28 doses of ivermectin for less than anywhere else online. It's your go-to source for COVID-19. You can go to mygotodoc.com or call 281-219-7367. That's 281-219-7367, or visit mygotodoc.com for more information. Now, one of the things also, because there's only a couple of days left on this, we are doing 6.160 on shortwave up until the 24th, which is 2 days away. So we want you to call 877-817-9829 in option two, or email support at thepowerhour.com and let you know what you think about that particular frequency. If you're hearing our show loud and clear, if you're not hearing it at all, when you dial up 6.160, we're going to be keeping 7.490 for replays, but we're looking at streaming 6.160 for live streaming this show every day, Monday through Friday, from 11 to 1 Central. And, of course, you can follow us in our newsletter. If you have not signed up for our email blast, you need to do it, because the information, as time progresses, is getting more and more important. I mean, things are getting crazy out there. I have people, and I'll tell you, here's the thing. If you're going to call and leave colorful messages on our phone system, that's 877-817-9829, option two. If you're going to leave colorful messages, and I'm talking about alternative uses of the word caca, and call me a liberal, please include your name and where you're from, so that at least I can attribute where the colorful language and the tone of your call is coming from. I mean, it would be nice to know that if you're going to cuss me for referring to the Joker in the White House as President Biden, I understand that many of you out there know that he is not your legitimate president, and neither is Giggles, his sidekick. A lot of us would wish that Uncle Joe would just take his case of Depends and go back to Delaware. A lot of us do not respect anybody in the Biden administration because, to date, and this is not conspiracy theory, folks, I am not a liberal. I am a constitutionalist. I espouse some libertarian philosophies, but I am certainly not a liberal. And so, you know, if you're going to call up and refer to me as a piece of liberal caca, you know, please understand that I'm in the same boat you are. We are all slaves to the rhythm here. And until we stand up and actually say, look, I'm willing to fight and die for what I believe in, like I have, then, you know, please watch the colorful language. It's unnecessary. This just plays right into the hands of what the left wants you to do. They want you to behave like this. You have to understand, we are all in this together, and I say we the people because all Americans are supposed to be part of this. All Americans, not just Democrats, Republicans, not just rhinos. Now we have dinos, too. You know, we have Democrats in name only. They want to become Republicans. But they're really Democrats. So we got dinos, rhinos, and everybody in Washington, D.C. that I wish Vladimir Putin would just annihilate. D.C. needs an enema, in my book. They've always needed an enema. There's not one legitimate thing our government has done, especially since this administration took over. Every single thing they've done, and this is not conspiracy theory, every single thing they've done has trashed our United States. We the people. And as for our neighbors to the north, they're going through sheer hell up there. I got off the phone with a gentleman who was from Coutts originally. And the federal police went out there and sabotaged all this guy's trucks just because some of them were in Ottawa protesting. They literally were cutting his fuel lines, filling them with all sorts of garbage. I mean, literally sabotaging his vehicles and creating damage. This is the cops that are doing this, the federal RCMPs. We have more news from north of the border. George Freund is on the air with us. Good morning, sir.
Oh, good morning. And I don't have to call Power Hour. I just have to pray for you and leave a message with the Almighty to say you're doing a fine job. And when you're doing a fine job, there's all kinds of people want to nail some wood together, hammer you to it, and drag you down the street and set you up on a hill somewhere with some thieves. So you're following in the right footsteps, and there's nothing wrong with that. And the demon spirits will shout and scream in agony until we cover them over with dirt someday. I received a very great affidavit from a deputy clerk, maybe soon to be former deputy clerk, from the county of Peterborough, Ontario, Lynn Fawn, through a source. And she laid out 199 pages in this. I posted it on my website, conspiracy-cafe.com. Some of the highlights are Premier Ford's signature. signature on his emergency documents for Ontario have been forged. They were cut and pasted from another document. So she has the evidence there in her affidavit to show this. She outlines all the offenses, a litany of offenses in this 199-page document. And she outlines and names all the crooked cops from top to bottom. It's like pages and pages and pages of them. And then sends it out to all the police chiefs and other high-ranking police officers to tell them, your time has come. Use the Emergency Powers Act to arrest these criminal government conspirators. And never be offended by the word conspiracy. It used to have a different meaning before the Kennedy assassination. Then they invented that word to shut everybody up and get them at the back of the bus if they put neurons together in their head. It was called deductive reasoning. That's what you're doing. It's kind of like science. As you take information, you challenge it, and you base it against other information, and you sift it and examine it and see which is pure and which is chaff that will blow away with the wind. And usually that's anything the government has to say. In a quick, unbelievable response, Premier Ford has offered an olive branch to the people of Ontario. I was just informed that he's going to waive renewal of license plates and fees to that regard and refund your money, if you can believe it, if you've already renewed. Because I guess he's realizing it's getting a little hot, not just in Justingrad, the former capital called Ottawa. We always have to name them after a Soviet thing. We have Leningrad, Stalingrad. We must have Justingrad now. And Freeland will probably have to change your name to Slaveland. Because
oh, yes, Freeland. Yeah, there you go. There you go, George. Yeah, Cynthia Freeland. Yeah, she's a Nazi. We all know that. Now, what do you think about the fact that Epoch Times is reporting Canada's House of Commons has passed the Emergencies Act? Of course, the vote was split along party lines. What else did we expect? 185 MPs voting for it, 151 voting against it. Kind of a narrow margin, but when you got that many people protesting in Ottawa, I mean, I'm looking at this versus what could potentially happen in the United States. What are the people in Canada prepared to do? And by the way, we are going to put that 199-page document on our upcoming email blast so everybody can download a copy of that, no matter where you are, and read it. So what do you think about that that news about the government actually going along with this nonsense?
It doesn't surprise me in the slightest, because everyone in government, when we get an election, I look at sometimes the bios and pictures of the new MPs. A lot of the guys don't look like they're old enough to shave, and a lot of the women just look like they got out of a woke university, and I expect nothing from that, because I was raised in the shadow of the World War II generation. The World War II generation would have had a prime minister who walked out the door and said, hey, brother, what's happening? You know, lay it out for me. Okay, pick a couple of guys, come on inside, let's talk it over coffee, and then everybody go home. It would have been settled, because they'd seen bloody combat, the likes of which we couldn't even begin to imagine. So they're not going to stain their drawers just because somebody drove a transport truck close to a big building downtown Ottawa or brought a piece of unbelievable farm equipment nearby. You know, the ultimate weapon of mass destruction, something you know, might cut down wheat in the fields. They're just totally insulated from a real life, from reality, from history. They know nothing of history, not even our own. When we formed the RCMP, which in those days was the Northwest Mounted Police, when you went out into the prairies, the civilization that was out there was called Fort Whoop-Up. And if you ever want to talk about a good barroom brawl that would rival Shanghai or any other port in the world, that's the place you went to get liquored up and get your teeth knocked out. It was just unbelievable, the level of debauchery that went on in the prairies, and that's why we needed a police force. But they have morphed and changed to be basically Gestapo for the Canadian corporation to muscle in. You know, even going way back in the Quebec crisis, the RCMP burned down barns, and they got caught. And because they did that, they started our intelligence agency, CSIS. Now, they both take turns, you know. Okay, you got the matches? All right, well, let's call the RCMP and get the gasoline. All right, you know, so now it's a tag team job. It's not an isolated thing. And this is the way we're managed. And the hard part is for people to get to understand that government, a great American said that, government is force. And I think it goes way beyond that. Government is Satan. And there's nothing they won't stoop to, and there's nothing they won't do to get their way, including murder. And those charges are outlaid in that document. And it's a model for every jurisdiction everywhere, for anyone who has some great legal expertise and abilities, statistic abilities, to use that in your county, in your state, in your country, wherever you may be, to check it and check these signed documents. Are they real, or did they cut and paste too? It reminds me of MASH when Radar would come up, you know, with something for the colonel to sign. You know, it puts it all in a big pile. They're signing this. But you got a real signature, but, you know, God only knows what he thought he was signing. It's, nothing's really changed much. We're so abused in this system of legalities because they have absolute power and control over us. And that has to change. Unfortunately, I would say probably most Canadians are inured to the lie. The polls say that, and they say they want a tough prime minister to kick the freedom people in the derriere. But it's a slow process of livening them up, waking them up, and most of the people who know what's on the line are quite prepared that if worse came to worse, they'd rather die in battle than be groveling in the dirt as a slave. And it's a minority, but in time, as the wheels run you over or the horse tramps you down, and that poor lady's name was Candy. She was a Mohawk Indian and a very brave woman, very determined. I talked to a friend of hers the other day, and she just had a shoulder injury, so she's tough. She's okay. And, you know, God bless her for having the courage to stand up and stare them down and stare them in the eye. As, you know, if the Australian police were there, they would have used that LRAD tank that was in the background and blasted you all, burned out your brains and your eardrums and made you half go blind. But at least a lot of our police were very, very tame under the circumstances because the government probably would have allowed a Tiananmen Square. And that has to wake you up to smell the coffee. But so many people are brain dead about things we talk about on Power Hour, life, liberty, justice, freedom. They have no concept of these things. And to them, it's the Orwellian definition of freedom. Freedom is being free from making decisions. Well, hardly. That's the complete opposite. And one very interesting thing about Trudeau is he named his charity We. There's a distinct reason for that. The original book that Orwell and Huxley took from was called We. It was written by a Russian guy about 1919, 1920. It was the fundamental basis of the dystopian Orwellian, what we call Orwellian society. I can't remember his name because it's Russian and got too many letters in it. But that's the original book. And Trudeau picked that name for a reason, because he's bringing this in, not only to the country, but part and parcel to the world. And we have to stand up to that. If we love life and liberty and God, those are our God-given rights. We caught the thief with his hand in the cookie jar, and it's time to say enough, wherever you are, in whatever country you are.
Agreed, George. Now, here's something else. We just are getting reports in that a Canadian lawmaker, Mark Strahl, is basically claiming that the single mom, I think a lot of us have heard about this, we're talking about a lady named Brianne from Chilliwack, working a minimum wage job. She gave $50 to the convoy. Now her bank account's been frozen. What do you know about all of what they're doing here? Have you had reports similar to this?
I've heard things like that from my son, from people he knew at work. And you have unleashed demons beyond belief with this law. And you remember your own Ocasio-Cortez. She said that when she first got elected, to say that they're going after all the Trump supporters and stuff like that. Seemed pretty high pie in the sky to make that claim. But they are very determined to beat each and every person into the ground at any level if they can. And that's why it's so imperative to stand up for your brothers and sisters. There's no greater sacrifice made than not only, you know, we would hope we don't have to give our lives, but, you know, to sacrifice for your brothers and sisters to say, I stand by you. And, you know, it's the same with this woman. If you know anybody in your community that's getting the noogie from the federal government, the big one is take your money out of the bank. Don't have any money in the bank at all. as much as possible, get it out. And to our American friends, if you want to help, if you were looking to negotiate a big contract in Canada, you just say, maybe you better talk that over with the Prime Minister before we commit our signatures to the paper, because I don't like the way you're doing business here. And you do sanctions independently, honestly, and godly from place to place to say, we don't do that here, and we're not going to put money into a country that does it there, because basically you're sort of, you know, supporting something that's akin to North Korea with where they're going. It's chilling. But I know my history, so I guess that's why I smelled the smoke very, very quickly, just at the first whiff. I don't have to wait to the end when it's over and we have mass graves and God only knows what. This Freeland, her grandfather was an editor for a Polish newspaper, German Nazi newspaper, to extol the virtues of the Third Reich and Hitler. And she's our deputy prime minister. And they have the nerve and the gall to call other people Nazis. But then that's the way the left works, is always hang your dirty laundry on someone else's line and say it's theirs. But like some of the members of parliament in the Conservative Party, my grandfather fought the Nazis. He was wounded in the Netherlands. His two best buddies were blown to smithereens when a mortar bomb landed in his foxhole. And, you know, that's the price we paid. And that's why that generation was tough. You ever tried that crap with my grandfather? He had a fist like a horse hoof. You'd never find your teeth.
Yeah, that's right. Never. You may never. Yeah, we appreciate that, George. George Freund from Canada, folks. And we're coming up to the break now. And I just want to let you know that the Supreme Court, we're talking about the U.S. Supreme Court, has rejected a bid for religious opt-out from COVID-19 vaccine mandate for the state of Maine. They are refusing to block it. So that means you Maine healthcare workers out there are probably going to be faced with making a decision that not a lot of us want to make. And that is, you either take the jab and stay in your job, or you walk out and you show the governor up there, Janet Mills, a thing or two. This is your opportunity to strike back. Will you take advantage of that? Or do we have to read about your obituary from the jab? We're going to be back with Wayne Elliott from Strauss Natural Products after this short break. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. When talking of great immune support, a line of products comes to my mind. That's North American Herb and Spice. We carry the Rest Vital Calf, Sinew Orega, Oreganol Juice, Pure Leafy, Chaga Max, Collagen Power Plus, Orega Rest, Super Strength Oregano Oil, Black Seed, and many more. Support small businesses when you buy from the good guys. Go to thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Central Time, February 22nd, 2022. Just want to let you know, we have John Whitehead from the Rutherford Institute coming on at the top of the hour, and we're going to be talking about some really interesting things since the Rutherford Institute are constitutionalists, and they are fighting. We're going to have some interesting dialogue there. On Wednesday, John Willard from Willard Water is going to be on with us, as well as Marjorie Wildcraft from the Grow Network, thegrownetwork.com. She'll be on Thursday. We've got a couple of people coming on. Dane Wigington, especially. This is something a lot of you wanted to talk about, which is on geoengineering, you know, those chemtrails. Well, he's got a little thing on YouTube called The Dimming. And if you want to check that on YouTube, it's still there. It's the most comprehensive climate engineering documentary that's out there right now. It's called The Dimming. And we're going to have Dane Wigington on the show on Thursday. And on Friday, we've got Dr. Jim Thorpe, I believe. Tom Rentz was supposed to join us, and I've been wanting to talk to him forever and a day. We still will try to get him on. But Dr. Jim Thorpe is the first OBGYN to talk about the effects of the vax on pregnant and the unborn, as well as some folks that claim that their music is being deleted on YouTube and various other charts because of the fact that they contain protest lyrics. You never thought they'd get to that. But they have. It's getting a little weird in this day and age. And see, the signs up in Canada are things to come. If you didn't just listen to us, you can get the email blast and link. This is getting to be pretty serious when you have a Canadian government that's starting to act all communist. These people literally are going to hunt you down if you were in Ottawa. They apparently are doing the same thing out of the January 6th playbook here. And they're going to look and see if they can recognize your face, use facial recognition due to social media, because so many of you relied on that to communicate with each other, and they're going to find your face in the crowd, and they're going to come and hunt you down. They're going to seize your bank account. They're going to punish you and teach you a lesson. They might even show up at your door and arrest you and prosecute you because you showed up. This is the same kind of thing that communist countries do, folks. They round up troublemakers, and this is why this show, I don't know why you would think that we're some sort of liberal idiots here. We don't follow and drink the Kool-Aid. Everybody else is drunk. Nope. We support natural products. We do not like big pharma. None of us do. A lot of doctors out there are prescribing stuff just because they're being bought off by big pharma. We're not like that. And if you shop the Power Mall, you're going to find stuff on there like Strauss Natural Products, which I take every single day. So does Wayne Elliott, and we have him on the phone right now. Welcome back to the show, sir.
Why, thank you, Dave. It's a pleasure to be with you. It's not so comfortable at the moment, as you say, here in Canada. You know what I was thinking about while you were talking, Dave, was, of course, the famous Rodney King incident in, I think, Los Angeles years ago, where the police beat the man, and well, there was a Canadian truck driver that he had it all on film. It's all on video. It's on the news. It was on Fox last night. The policeman came up to his window and said, "Look, we have to get you out of the truck and tow your truck. Now, come on out and be arrested, or we're just going to break your window and drag you out." And so he said, "Okay, I'm going to get out of the truck. I'll go to the front. I'll get on my knees, put my hands behind my head, and you can arrest me." And as, when he did that, they, three or four policemen, I didn't count, four or five policemen, circled him. Well, one just continuously drove his knee into his ribs and back.
Yeah, I think there were two of them, Wayne. There were two of them that I saw in the video. It was on Tucker Carlson last night. He actually interviewed the gentleman.
He did indeed. Then a native lady got run over. She was on her walker, and she was just saying, peace, love, that's what we're... See, this protest was completely nonviolent, Dave. There were no fires. There were no people barbecuing hot dogs for themselves and things like that, but there was no violence at all. And geez, the Indian native lady got run over by a horse and broke her shoulder, and I don't know if they had that on the news or not, but it's something. And then this morning, a prime minister and deputy prime minister, well, I saw her, the deputy prime minister, said that they will keep the Emergencies Act on indefinitely now so the government can control things. And, you know, I just want to say, and then we'll close that off and talk about something healthy, Dave, but they needed a pandemic to do this. The only way they could ever pull this off in Canada or the United States, God bless you all down there, is to have this pandemic, and they had to scare more than half the people into going along with everything and the vaccines and so forth and the isolations and the closures. That was the first step, scare more than half the people so they can't think for themselves, they can't use their own common sense properly. Fear is the only emotion that does that, takes our common ability to use our common sense. It's fight or flight. And most people flew, so to speak, and here we are, and now it's just one thing after another. The protest was about the mandates because the truckers that couldn't cross the border to continue to make their living unless they were vaccinated. And but it was 100% peaceful. That was it's in our state capital. Now, I've seen on Facebook and so forth, and I heard earlier there's supposed to be a truckers' convoy shortly headed for Washington, D.C. I don't know if there's any truth to that.
We're understanding that there is. The convoy plans to shut down traffic on all the major roads outside D.C., according to one of its organizers.
They refused bail to the lady that I guess was one of the organizers of this truckers convoy.
That would have been Tamara Litch.
They arrested her and they refused her bail this morning in court.
Right. So, yeah, that's Tamara Litch. Obviously, that's very disconcerting. And I've been trying to get a hold of her to have her come on the show. Well, obviously, we're not able to do that right now. Nobody's probably going to let her have access to the media, especially us. And the one thing about, and I was reminded this morning, your communist broadcast network, CBC, basically is bankrupt. And apparently there was like $640 million given by the Canadian government to as a bailout to prop them up so they could continue to put out their disinformation about all this stuff. But we are posting the 199-page document. It's basically a dialogue from Peterborough. And the lady that put it together, there's 199 pages of documented evidence of all the evil things that the country has done with a call under the Emergency Act to arrest certain officials in law enforcement. And the list, I mean, the things that are displayed in this document, and I haven't been able to read the entire thing because I just got it a bit ago. And George Freund came on the line from Canada in our last half hour to appraise us of what was going on. And, I mean, I just try to warn people, look. Right now, health is the most important thing because stress can actually kill any chance of you surviving. Stress can cause heart attacks. It can do all sorts of things. And if you don't protect yourself and get healthy and stay healthy, you are going to suffer in the worst way if what happens in Canada happens here. And we already know the Biden administration has put out the narrative, oh, we're going to have to extend the national emergency a little longer. You know, so they're basically following the same playbook as Justin Nazi Trudeau. We already know that Freeland, she's a real piece of work. You know, God have mercy on their soul when it all comes down. But, you know, this again, when they're on a witch hunt for everybody, this is not a good time to be protesting, obviously. But, you know, if we don't stand up and we don't take care of ourselves, and we die early, there won't be anybody left to defend our country. So that's one of the reasons why we talk about health products as we do. And so the heart drops and the prostate formula I take every day. Let's go into the heart drops and talk about, since you are a lifelong herbal healthcare professional, you got started on these things. And what prompted you to do that?
That's approximately 26 years ago now, Dave, and angina and all the angina symptoms attack in my front yard. And believe it or not, I made it 7 years until I found the Strokes heart drops, never took a pill. Didn't feel very well. I felt progressively worse. Then I developed an irregular heartbeat. I had that for 5 years, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, supraventricular tachycardia. And so in my late 30s, I was going downhill fast. I was overweight probably by 40 pounds. Didn't play ball anymore, but I ate like I did. And, you know, my share of stress. Your point on stress is very, very valid. The actual science, excuse me, the medical science, if you will, behind that, Dave, is when we get stressed, our immune cells have to do a fight or flight. And basically, they run for protection themselves. So stress actually weakens our immune system, and that's why they say stress kills, because the immune system is our defense department. You know, so back when I had angina and all the symptoms, and I read the Harvard study about the earlobe crease being the best indicator and better than all the others put together of clogged arteries, I've now come to learn that one of our heart arteries ends in our earlobe, and so if you've got trouble there, you've got trouble closer to the pump, to the heart. And I had a crease in both earlobes. And strangely, I didn't look for help, Dave. I made plans to check out and looked at some family photos by my grandparents, grandma and grandpa on one side and the grandfather on the other, uncle, and sure enough, that earlobe crease. So I made plans. I figured I was going to break the family record and die the youngest, to be honest. So lucky was that day that my friend Ted Lyon told me about the Strokes heart drops and how the doctors had canceled his open heart surgery, his bypass surgery, because he had been recommended them and took them for a few months and then was waiting for his surgery. You know, here in Canada, you don't get it the next day. It's there's no charge. It's free. The drugs aren't, but the surgery in the hospital and so forth is free. But you might wait 6 months to see a specialist here. And so Ted was in the waiting period, took the Strokes heart drops, and then his doctors told him he did not need the surgery. Same thing happened to my dad 25 years ago, I guess, Dave, as well, that was booked for open heart at after they did the angioplasty on him at the Boston Medical Center. I talked him into the Strokes heart drops. And then they, when he went back for his pre-surgery test, they canceled the surgery. So I've seen miracles. Of course, what it did for me was it changed my life 100%. I was back to where I was before. I've always had incredible energy. I'm a guy who can work 18-hour days for a very long time, and I have done that most of my life. Never got enough sleep, as they would say. And, you know, I just miraculous, really. I've never had one irregular heartbeat since, not one in all these years. I took the cardio support formula, and that's specifically to help the body rebuild damaged heart cells, Dave. If someone has a damaged heart from a heart attack or lack of blood flow even, the cardio formula, CardioCalm formula, cardio support, I think they call it in the United States, It helps rebuild damaged heart cells, but what they truly made it for was, well, was that, and for irregular heartbeat. And I can't tell you the number of football players that I've seen fixed and no more arrhythmia. See, our pump wears out, Dave. It's a proven fact that anyone that plays football for 5 years or more post-high school in the down lineman position dies an average 10 years less than the average male. And that's because our pump, some of the strongest men I've ever known died of congestive heart failure with pacemakers in them. And it's like the strongest man I ever knew, the lineman of the century for the professional team here in Hamilton, Ontario. His son was my baseball catcher, And so I knew them well. And it was just sad how he went at 61 after 22 years of pro football. So when that pump wears out, we're in trouble, Dave. It's simple as that. And what I've seen the cardio support do for the irregular heartbeat is truly amazing. The stroke's heart drops not only condition your arteries. The main ingredient is aged garlic extract, cayenne pepper, and hawthorn berries and leaves, all wonderful supportive herbs proven for centuries, good for the heart. Well, what it does is ensure blood flow everywhere you have a vein or vessel or artery to carry it. It is shown to safely dissolve that plaque from cholesterol or calcium and increase your blood flow wherever you have those blockages. And for me, it was so invigorating. And I get different. I've heard a thousand stories of what each person experienced. And, of course, it can depend on your condition, you know, your age, various things, other ailments perhaps. But some people have felt a difference in days. That didn't happen for me. In 2 weeks, the hearing returned to my left ear. I never dreamed that was from cholesterol. Never dreamed for a minute that was from cholesterol. But 2 weeks, I could hear again, due to this day, just as well out of the left ear as the right. The second thing that happened after about 4 weeks, my bronchial began to clear. And not to be rude, but I coughed up lots of stuff. I'd been a heavy smoker for years. Been around lots of dust and dirt. You know, I'm a shipbreaker and a metal salvage dealer and battery recycler. I've been around lots of chemicals and lots of dirt and asbestos, a lot of asbestos over the years in these ships. And so my bronchial began to clear. And that went on for about 2 weeks. Boy, did I clear a lot of stuff. I stopped wheezing. I started sleeping better. And then it was just after that for me, I would say at the 2 month point, taking Stroh's heart drops, my energy began to increase at a rate that was unbelievable to me, Dave. It was so invigorating, it's hard to describe to someone, because I had got low enough that I didn't want to do some of my favorite things like quarterback both teams when the boys and their friends would have a football game, you know. I used to love that. I lived to throw balls. It was my favorite thing to do, still is. But I wouldn't have the will. I didn't have the steam to do it. When I go to do my job and have to go aboard a ship, I hated just climbing the accommodation ladder, which is very easy. It's like a set of steps, 50 feet, 40 feet high. And then as far as getting on the ship and crawling any tanks, well, I didn't do that anymore. And I made some mistakes, too. Things in ships where I didn't realize there was sludge and oil and so forth. So I was going downhill in every way. I was hanging out in my bedroom on weekends, hoping the phone didn't ring, hoping nobody came to the door, watching the History Channel and going to the fridge once in a while. I didn't know I had anxiety till I didn't have it anymore, Dave, after about 8 weeks on heart drops. Then I realized what I had gone through. And, you know, the energy I started a couple of new businesses in that same year that I started the heart drops. And what it did for me, you know, I did it when I bought my second bottle. I bought 100 bottles. They gave me a special price. I bought 100 bottles. I wanted to do my own study. Everybody from customers, family, friends, people with diabetes, and I saw tremendous results, of course, from everyone. My oldest son was the youngest person at age 19. I think he was then. He never slept in again. My son didn't. And overslept, you know, or missed work on time. So I saw nothing but good, and that's when I decided that I've got to tell everyone I can about this. And I've done that now for 25 years, and I'll never stop. It just works. And you don't need test aid. You don't need a doctor to confirm you're doing better. You will know. You cannot mistake it that when you feel more energy. Some people have grayish blue lips or grayish blue gray skin. That's not a good sign, Dave. That's the blood's not getting to the skin, our biggest organ, or not getting to it properly. So blood flow is our most important function. So the Stroh's heart drops is our most important I think it's the greatest healthcare, natural healthcare innovation ever for what it does. And we have 50,000 miles of veins and vessels in us. Hard to believe each one of us does. And that's because every single cell, from our toenails to our hair, pardon me, needs blood flow, needs blood or something will go wrong. The major things that go wrong is heart attack and stroke because our blood also carries everything, including the oxygen. If we have a heart attack, that's lack of oxygen to the heart. If we have a brain attack or a stroke, that's lack of oxygen to the brain. Our carotid arteries that run up the sides of our neck can get clogged. And they don't get clogged with plaque. They get stringy fats. But nonetheless, it restricts your blood flow. And I was at one time 50% in one side and 60% in another. So I was a candidate for a stroke coming up. And, Dave, I have not taken so much as an over-the-counter aspirin in 26 years. Nothing.
Well, no, let me ask you this, Wayne. On the, when you went and had, did you have your carotid scanned? Because I had that done once, and they said, your carotids are fine.
That's
you know,
because
they suspected that there might be something going on because I had ocular migraines. And since I started taking the heart drops, I notice I'm having less and less of these ocular migraines. Isn't that funny?
Well, you'll have less still when you're on them for long enough, I guarantee you, Dave. And you'll have to text me your address, and I'll send you something as well where I can send it to you. For the sinuses and for allergies. It's amazing. All headaches, 90% of headaches in the front and side of the head are sinus. In the back of the head, it's structural. It'll be your neck or your back. But I have something for you. But the heart drops, you do need blood. Every single cell needs blood. So wherever we have restriction, you know, we'll have a problem. And because the blood flow carries everything, including our waste. There are so many things that can go wrong in our body, Dave, without proper blood flow. Your liver, for example, collects a lot of waste. Everything from chemicals goes there because we don't have any equipment to handle man-made chemicals of any kind. And if you don't have proper blood flow to carry the waste, you can have more toxins in you than you should, more than the average person. So it blood does everything. It carries our waste, our food, our water, our medicine, our oxygen, and it's our most important body function. So these strokes, heart drops, that's what they are for. It's safe, Dave, 43 years, not ever a complaint to Health Canada or the strokes company for a serious side effect or a harm done to anyone. 43 years commercially available, the heart drops. And satisfaction guarantee. You don't need a
That's
reason.
Right.
You don't need any tests. You don't need a doctor's note or anything. If you're not satisfied, the Strauss family insists that you get your money back. They refuse
right,
to have
right.
a dissatisfied customer.
That's right. We got 10% off Strauss Natural Products this week at the Power Mall as well. And so, you know, we want everybody to get in there, and we've got kidney support, bladder support, prostate support, cardio support. I mean, there's all these extra added herbs out there that are basically considered to be supplements to help with various parts of the human anatomy, right?
You bet. You know, the bladder, incredible formula. The bladder, kidney, blood pressure, and the prostate formulas all have golden seal root. That's nature's best antibiotic herb. And what we want to do in those three parts of our body, men have the prostate, but both men and women, of course, have bladder and kidneys, is to kill bacteria. That's a big culprit in these three parts of our body, Dave. And I don't know why, but these parts of our body are some of the hardest to accept medication or help. So Strauss always warned that, you know, try not to skip a dose when you take the Strauss bladder, the Strauss kidney blood pressure, the Strauss prostate. Try not to skip a dose. You can't be harmed by trying extra, taking extra. I've tried everything, Dave. I once took a six-week supply of Strauss heart drops during a two-and-a-half-hour lecture, and I knew I couldn't be harmed, but just to show the people they couldn't be harmed, you couldn't overdose or anything like that. You can't do that with your man-made chemical pills, Dave. They're dangerous. I always tell folks to, if you're on prescription drugs, please be a part of your own health best interests and read your paperwork. Just in case you have a side effect, a serious side effect, it's best you know about it so you can tell your doctor and he or she can act accordingly, whatever. Switch your type of pill, switch your dosage. But if you don't know to tell the doctor, they can't help you. And so read your paperwork. And all I can say about these natural formulas from Strauss, Dave, whether you're on pills of one type or another or not, they'll work despite that, these natural formulas. And they don't have any ingredients that a person couldn't grow in their own garden, Dave, but they're put together in perfect proportion, just like a fine cook. Your mother or your grandma would make a soup that was just perfect. She'd add a pinch of salt if it needed it and taste it before she served it. Well, the Strauss formulas are like that. They have not been changed. Those other formulas you mentioned, bladder, prostate, kidneys, and cardio, they've been around 200 years in the Strauss family. They're unchanged, those formulas. So I have always found that amazing. The heart drops were made for Jim Strauss himself by Jim and Pete after a massive heart attack Jim had in 1979, I believe it was. And they wanted to bypass five arteries or told him he could die that day. And they created the Strauss heart drops. And after 6 weeks, Jim went back to work for 25 years.
You got to love that. Wayne Elliott, Strauss Natural Products. We're at the break, and we appreciate your checking in with us. Give us a little update in education and historical perspective. And we will be back with John Whitehead from the Rutherford Institute after the break. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Stay with us.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.